Kakadosh Bokertov, we were just going to continue with the halachot of Kriyat Shema. In Siman Samech Bet, there are a few halachot which are very important brought down. First of all, if you remember when we spoke about the halachot of Kriyat Shema in Siman Samech Aleph, we spoke about the entire concept of the diktuk, of how to pronounce the letters, the words, how to be very meticulous in how we're reading the grammar. And we said that the same halacha applies to Pesukei Dezimran Tefillah, not only just for and for the Kriyat Torah, and not only just for the Kriyat Shema. There was actually a Bet Yosef that says that there was a certain places that for Kriyat Torah, the way that they used to read the Kriyat Torah, it was so bad that they messed up on a lot of the ta'amim and a lot of the words, that afterwards they would say the pasuk v'hu rachum yechaper avon v'lo yishuv b'al hashiv po, that, you know, as if to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a lot of mercy, he should atone us for all our sins, because of the way that they used to actually read the parasha. So here in this next siman it says, even though there's a mitzvah to be very meticulous in letters and the words of the Kriyat Shema, kara v'lo titek b'an yatsa. But diavad, even if a person doesn't know grammar and he's just reading the Kriyat Shema the way that he normally reads the Kriyat Shema, he never learned anything, he never learned better. So therefore, still b'diavad, he is Yotzei Yechovah. So b'diavad, it's going to be okay. Now, he says over here, again, what are we talking about b'diavad? He's saying over here is that not that you didn't mention the words or the letters, but then for sure you weren't Yotzei Yechovah. Here it means that you didn't put a pause between the two letters that are connected. For example, al levavecha, you have to make a very, very small pause, because if not, then it's one word, al levavecha. It's not, there's two lamids. There's al levavecha, so you have to make a very small pause. Or bechol levavchem, there's two lamids. So in all those places, if a person was not meticulous and he read it without doing all those things, he is going to be Yotzei Yechovah b'diavad. Now, another halacha is brought down here is that you're allowed to say the Kriyat Shema in any language. However, you should be very careful that when you are going to say it in any other language, to be very careful that the words actually represent that which is written in Hebrew. Because many times the words could be different. For example, Shema. The word Shema many times could mean to hear. However, many times it also means to accept. So that's why if you look in certain sidurim, it will say like Shema vekabel, which means to hear, but it's not just hearing. But sometimes you hear something, but I just don't accept it. I don't want to do it. Or I heard it. Yes, I heard, but I just don't want. The Shema means Shema vekabel. I have to hear, and I'm accepting upon myself that which I'm doing. However, you have to be very, very careful, just like in the Hebrew language, in the Lashon HaKodesh, that we have to be very precise in what we're saying. So too, in any other language, in foreign language, you're going to read Kriyat Shema, you would do the same thing. Even though there's a special sigula for the Lashon HaKodesh, that anything that you're going to say in the Lashon Shetiknu Chazal, in the language that the Chachamim instituted, always has a much greater, stronger effect. So that's just very important to remember. The next halacha says, "It's tzarich lashmiya leozno ma shemotzim bifiv, v'im lo lishmiya leozno yatza v'ivad sheyotzi bisfatav." This is a common problem amongst a lot of people, that when they say tefillah, it could be tefillah, it could be Birkat Hamazon, it could be many amidah, it could be many different things. What will happen is that they will not hear themselves when they're praying, which means they're like mumbling; they don't even hear what they're saying. So if the halakha states that you have to hear yourself when you're praying, and therefore if you do not hear yourself, you are going to be Yotzei Yechovah again, bediavad, post factum, right? Bediavad, you are Yotzei Yechovah. However, that's as long as you moved your lips. If you did not move your lips and you only said it in your mind, then you're not Yotzei Yechovah at all, because saying something in your mind is not counted. However, if you moved your lips, but you didn't hear yourself, you're Yotzei bediavad. And the Lecha Techila is obviously that you have to hear yourself. So this is talking about whether it's Kriyat Shema, whether it's Birkat Hamazon, whether it's Amidah, and all these things you have to hear yourself. Again, hear yourself. You don't need other people to hear you, right? And the opposite, you're not supposed to have other people hear you. But the Gemara says that's Miktanei Emunah, right? That you're saying that, what are you bothering other people and you think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't hear you? He could hear you perfectly. You don't have to worry. However, though, you have to hear yourself when you're saying this, right? According to the Kabbalah, there's only going to be a difference between Amidah. Then in everything else, it's the same like the halacha, but in Amidah, according to the Kabbalah, you also don't hear yourself. You move your lips, but you don't hear yourself. And that's how the Ben Yishchai and the Kaf HaChaim bring down. However, though, according to the halacha, you always must hear yourself when you are saying, whether it's the Amidah, whether you're saying Tefillah. Many times people will start mumbling, and you could just tell that the way that they're mumbling, or the way they're moving their lips, nothing's coming out. So you know that that's already b'diavad. That's already post-factum. It's not lecha techila in order to do that. Yeah? Now, however, though, what happens if a person's sick? And since they're sick, they can't talk. So there, it says in Shulchan Aruch Sif Daled, im mechamat chol yones acher, kara kriyat shema bilibo, yatsa. So he says there, if a person's sick, and they cannot say the words out, because they're not feeling well at all. So there, if they just thought about the words, there they're going to be Yotzei Lechovah. Or it happens sometimes after an operation or things like that, that people cannot talk. So anytime that a person cannot talk, even by thinking it in their mind, since they're force majeure, they're honest, there's no problem whatsoever. They're going to be Yotzei Lechovah. There's no problem. Now the last halacha zrua ta'ani in Shulchan Aruch is, צריך שליח ציבור להשמיע קולו בשמה ישראל כדי שישמעו הקהל וימליכו שם שמיים יחד. The שליח ציבור is always the one that directs the ציבור. And since he's the one that directs the ציבור, he has to be very careful that his Shema Yisrael is out loud. We're talking about the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael, in order that when he's saying Shema Yisrael, everyone together is saying Shema Yisrael, in order to accept upon ourselves the yoke of Shemaim all together. So that's also important for every Shilach Tzibur to remember, that whenever they're saying HaBocher B'mo Yisrael Be'ava, or in the nighttime, and everyone says out loud Shema Yisrael, he's the one that's directing the Kahal, and therefore he has to be out loud that everyone could hear him in order that they could all do it together.